Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter. This week on our show, we play music from new albums by Kelly Rowland and Colby Calais. We also read some of your comments. But first, we have a report on the effects of binge drinking on the brains of young adults.
I've been drinking since I was 18.
I drank about 10 drinks, I'd say.
New studies are looking at the damage that heavy use of alcohol can cause in young people. Christopher Cruz has our story.
The National Institute on Drug Abuse says 42% of young adults in America have taken part in what is known as binge drinking. The experts define that as drinking 4 to 5 drinks within about 2 hours. Tim McQueenie is a researcher in the psychology department at the University of Cincinnati in Ohio. He is studying how binge drinking affects the brains of young people.
The peak years of alcohol use are during the years when the brain are still developing, especially 18 to 25, when substance use such as binge drinking is most prevalent.
Assistant Professor Krista Lisdahl-Medina is researching the subject with him.
We looked at a very high-resolution picture of the brain where we can actually measure what's called cortical thickness. So this is a measure of basically how thick their brain matter is.
The researchers say binge drinking is linked to a loss of thickness in the prefrontal cortex. They explain the many jobs of this part of the brain.
Regulating somebody's emotions and controlling behaviors.
Decision making.
Controlling attention.
The ability to inhibit responses.
Considering consequences.
Monitoring your environment.
Acting appropriately.
And again, that very important ability to inhibit your impulses to do things.
A team of American and Canadian scientists is also trying to measure the health effects of binge drinking by students. Dr. Michael Fleming is a researcher at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. He says they studied cases of alcohol-related injuries and blackouts.
Blackout is a true period of amnesia. It's a transient acute memory loss that can last from a couple hours to longer, depending on how much you drank. So we wanted to know whether that put students in particular, college students, in higher risk for injury.
The research showed that as blackouts increased, so did the rate of physical injuries. Dr. Fleming says 1 in 4 students harmed themselves while drinking. Many colleges and universities around the United States try to educate students about the dangers, especially of binge drinking. Amanda Long works with campus alcohol programs at the University of Maryland. She says the programs there begin even before students arrive at the university.
We start off by asking them to complete a national 3-hour-long educational program. It is really just a look at alcohol, how it affects students, how it can be a detriment to their progression as a student.
At some schools around the country, students are required to use online resources like a program called eCheckup to Go. San Diego State University in California administers that program. Doug Van Sickle is the project director.
The program gives the student a personalized feedback about their use of alcohol and how it affects goals and aspirations that are important to them. Career in life, relationships, self-esteem, health and fitness, those kinds of things.
The program does not try to scare students with numbers about alcohol-related injuries or deaths. Instead, the students learn things like how much weight they can gain from alcohol, and how much money a night of drinking can cost. Doug Van Sickle says this method really works with college students.
This week, instead of answering a question, we are going to read some of your comments posted at voaspecialenglish.com. Last week, we did a story about chopsticks made in America and sold in China. Orhan Fazoğlu from Istanbul, Turkey, wrote, "Most Americans prefer purchasing Chinese goods as they are far cheaper. However, Chinese people are crazy for American brands." Orhan says it seems Chinese are willing to spend more because of their fast-growing economy. On the other hand, Americans are getting more and more thrifty these days, thanks to the economic recession. An Vuong wrote to us from Vietnam about our recent interview with Michael Johnston. He talked about his experience serving in the military in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. An writes, "Thanks to VOA, I have much experience about the private life of a soldier after returning home. They always get ready to sacrifice themselves to protect their homeland. Wishing the best for them and their family." We also told you about young Navajo Indians leaving their reservation in search of jobs. Jose Reyes from Mexico wrote that he understood their situation well. "I was born in a town with less than 500 people, so there is not a chance to succeed there. We have to move into larger cities and leave behind our roots for new goals, get your degree, and seek a better life. In addition, we try to go farther than our ancestors and parents did." Merce from Catalonia, Spain, also commented on the story of the young Navajos. "I think the young people of the Navajo reservation, after they graduate, should return home in order to help their community with health and other knowledge, but never leave their culture and language." And finally, Joruji from Japan commented on our story about the Goodwill Organization's job training program for immigrants. There is a similar organization in Japan. It's called Hello Work, and it helps people seeking jobs, including immigrants. It gives job training and advice on how to write a good resume and have a good job interview. But there are some differences. For instance, it tells immigrants that interviewers are used to bowing, not shaking hands, the way Americans do. You can find all of these stories and post your own comments about our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. Put American Mosaic in the search box at the top of the page.
Yeah, I be the one that they love to mention. Hey. I tell them keep on talking 'cause I love the attention. Hey. And if they wanna see me, I tell them they can go high, high in the sky 'cause it's chicks so fly.
Two popular singers released albums earlier this month. Kelly Rowland, formerly of Destiny's Child, came out this week with Here I Am, and Colby Calais released All of You on July 12th. Catherine Cole tells about both women and plays some of their music.
Kelly Rowland is not as well known as a solo artist as is another former member of Destiny's Child, Beyoncé, but Rowland has won 2 Grammys and several other major awards since she went on her own in 2002. Here I Am is the 30-year-old recording artist's 3rd solo album. The single Commander was released last year and became a hit. David Guetta produced the song and also performed on it.
I feel like the DJ is my bodyguard. You see the way he keeps me safe with the treble in the bass. I feel free enough to party hard. This dress won't go to waste. Feels like I own the place, yeah. VIP to be the boss. You see the way these people stare, watching how I fling my hair.
Wayne is another featured performer. Here he is with Kelly Rowland singing Motivation.
Motivation.
Go, 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 go.
Girl, I turn that thing into a rainforest. Rain on my head. Call that brainstorming. Yeah, this is deep. Oh, but I go deeper. Make you lose yourself. And find us keepers. It go green light. Go, 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 easy, go. I like to taste that sugar, that sweet and low. But hold up, wait. New position. I put her on my plate. Then I do the dishes. She my motivation. I'm her transportation. Cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going, going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. Weezy, babe, babe.
All of You is Colby Calais' third album. Some critics praise her voice and lighthearted style. Others say her music lacks depth. Most seem to agree, however, that she makes good choices about the artists she works with. Here she performs Favorite Song with the rapper Common.
I want to be a favorite song. You can turn it up, play me all night long.
We on our way back, we on the playback, we on some new plus old, never change that. We on that new tip, good music. We see the pen in the paper, we gon' use it. It takes some late nights to get them bright lights. We keep writing them songs to live that good life. I do it for you, I do it for me. We break it down, Kobe, tell them the story.
Listen, can you hear me? Am I coming in on your frequency? I got a story, subject of the plot, you and me. When you're sleeping and when you're waking and when you're feeling good, I'll be the thing that you wanna sing back, stuck in your head like I knew you would.
I wanna be a favorite song. You can turn it up, play me all night long. I wanna be a favorite song. La 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 la.
We leave you with Colby Calais performing Dream Life, Life, from her new album, All of You.
Dear someone, have you ever wanted out of all the stressfulness, all the busyness you could do without? Take all of your worries, throw them away. Every day should be a fun day, that's what I say. All I want is a dream.
I'm Mario Ritter. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver, with reporting by Dion Rossiter. If you have a question about American life, write to mosaic@voanews.com or go to voaspecialenglish.com and click on the Contact Us link. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
All I want is my dream life.